Welcome to the Ministry of a Christian Stepmom. My name is Deb, and I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining me through this devotional. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we love you so much. Lord, I pray for your presence to be so strong. It would be that wraparound presence that my dear friend would feel right now, the wraparound presence in the deep, wide, and long, and high, and deep love of Jesus Christ. She would feel your tangible love right now, wrapping her up like a warm blanket. I pray that she would feel you holding her right now, and I pray that she would feel empowered and courageous, knowing that she can do this. She can parent these children who might be difficult, all while having a great marriage. And I just pray blessing over that marriage as well, and for understanding and great lines of communication with her husband. And if she has her own children, whether they're from another marriage or with her husband, I just pray a blessing over those relationships as well. Lord, we just commit our time to you, and we pray for your Holy Spirit to come in and speak to my dear friend. And we just commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The scriptures for today are Colossians 3:23-24 in the New International Version. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. And Matthew 6:11 in the New International Version, give us this day our daily bread. And John 4:34 in the New International Version, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Although I've never been a stepmom myself, only a bonus kid, I can imagine that being a stepmom can feel lonely. You give and give to everyone in your home and have little time for yourself. The birth mom may be hard to deal with, and you've had to spend hard-earned money in attorney fees or court costs to try to work things out between the two families. Or maybe she says things that aren't true about you to her kids during the time that she has them. You may feel like an outsider in your own family and like what you do doesn't matter. I have good news for you, my friend. God sees all you do and how you are working so hard to try to build a family with a bunch of broken people, yourself included. Precious one, please know that God loves you so much and will help you each day to be the Christian woman, wife, mom, and bonus mom you were created to be. He sees you, he sees you, he sees you. He notices the Mother's Day when you feel left out because your stepchildren don't remember you. He is so proud when you hold your tongue when you want to be critical of their birth mom. He knows the hurt you feel when your stepkids don't act like they care or appreciate anything you do for them. He is holding you, dear one, and will help you during this challenging season of your life. Your work matters greatly to God. He is with you. He hears your many prayers and will help you walk in this role of stepmom with your family. He knows how hard things are and how much you care. He will reward you on this earth and someday in heaven. Your labor and work is for him, and it sure does make him proud. Ask God to meet your needs and show you his great love for you. Pray for wisdom and for him to fill you with love for your bonus kids. Spend time in the life-giving scriptures and let them guide you each day. Do your daily bread. Jesus said in Matthew 6:11, give us today our daily bread. But he wasn't only talking about food. We see in John 4:34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. God will prompt you each day with wisdom and instructions. Obey what he tells you to do. Don't delay and don't disobey. He will help you through each day, and you will be so much stronger, more loving and joyful, and so much wiser. then go about each moment of your few days on this earth filled with the love of Jesus Christ and watch how he leads you. You will be amazed at how wonderful your life has been because of his love and care. Let's pray. Lord, your word says you are love, and you love my dear sweet sister who is listening today. I pray a blessing over her. And Lord, I pray that when she's tempted to give up, she'll just keep asking you for help. Lord, just like Billy Graham said, sometimes the most powerful prayer that we can pray is, Jesus, help me. Lord, I pray when my dear sister is tempted to throw in the towel or to lose it or to blow a gasket, she'll just whisper a prayer, Jesus, help me. And I pray that you would show her how much you see her. And I pray that just like the walls of Jericho fell going outwards instead of coming inwards, you are going to break through the spiritual battles that she is walking through. You are going to bust out the walls. You are going to break down the barriers. You are going to break through everything, stopping the love in their family and the pain. And you're going to make sense of things and you're going to help her. But Lord, there are certain things that can only be touched and healed and covered and worked in the spirit realm. And that is when she opens her hands and gives her problems to you and takes on your love and takes on your pleasure, knowing that you love her so much. And she takes on the fact that you see her and she is never alone. Keep her strong in you and in your mighty power, just like Joshua. Just like Joshua. Let her be strong in you and in your mighty power. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here. I'm praying for you. God loves you so much. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.